Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. I want to ask you this one question, and it's the question that's the title, you already saw it, but why worry? Why worry? One of my friends, Michael, his wife is quoted to have said, wait to worry, wait to worry. Oftentimes we think ahead of something and we worry about it, and the truth is often it's not something we can deal with now, so why worry? Why deal with it now? In Mark chapter 8, there's this amazing encounter where Jesus has been preaching and teaching and 4,000 people show up. In fact, there's probably more than 4,000 people there, but in their way of counting, there's 4,000 people. Jesus got finished teaching. He started to send the people away and realized they didn't have anything to eat. So Jesus turns to his disciples and says, let's feed them. Let's give them something to eat. And the disciples full on panic. They're like, we don't have enough food. What are we going to do? And so Jesus asked them, and he says, well, how many loaves of bread do you have? And they reply by saying, seven. So Jesus has all the crowd sit down, and he begins to break the bread. And the disciples become servers. They become waiters in the story. And every time Jesus breaks the bread, it multiplies. And every time it multiplies, he gives it to the disciples. They pass it out to all the people. And in the end, those seven loaves end up feeding more than 4,000 people, so much so that they had 12 baskets full of leftovers. Imagine that. They saw Jesus take what little they had. They saw Jesus take not enough and make it more than enough. At the end of the story, they didn't just barely feed 4,000 people. They fed everybody. They fed every single person, and they had leftovers. Now, that's a great reminder. They had just a great reminder that Jesus doesn't just sort of meet our needs. Jesus doesn't just kind of meet our needs. But when there's a need in our life, when there's a bread issue, where we don't have enough, we don't know how it's going to work out, Jesus can always go above and beyond meeting that need. Now, here's what's crazy. So I said 12 baskets of leftovers. I actually had seven baskets full of leftovers. Now, here's what happens. They get into their boat. They're about to go to their next destination, and here's what it says down in verse 14. It says, and they had forgotten to take bread with them. So these disciples that saw Jesus take just a few loaves of bread, multiply it, feed 4,000 people, have baskets full of leftovers, now they get into a boat, and they forgot to bring the bread with them. And so panic breaks out. They start worrying. They start looking at each other. Well, I thought you were going to bring it. No, I thought you were going to. So they have this full-on confrontation in the boat. And Jesus speaks up, and he says to them, watch out. He says, gentlemen, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And it says in verse 16 that they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. It's as if they didn't even hear Jesus' warning. Now, I don't know what it is for you, but I know in my own life, there are areas of that in my life where there's an unmet need, there's something that I don't know how it's going to turn out, and I begin to panic. Because when you start focusing on what is not in your life, it begins to grow. It becomes the most dominant thing that you think about. Your mind begins to race. You get anxious about it. You can't sleep at night. And so the question today then is, why worry? Because here's the definition of worry I've been messing with. Worry is anytime we try to meet our needs, ourselves, without the help of God. That's what worry is. Worry is anytime we try to meet our needs, ourselves, without the help of God. We have this unmet need in our life. We try to figure it out how to meet it ourselves. So the disciples, they're in the boat, worried about not having bread. What are we going to do? How are we going to make it? How are we going to eat? They are arguing about not having bread while they are standing in the boat with the bread of life. Let that sink in. While they're arguing about not having bread, they are in the boat with the bread of life himself. See, it wasn't really the bread that met the need a few verses ahead of this. It was Jesus that met that need. My friend, I want to just remind you, that thing that you're worried about today, that thing that is just looming over you, that thing that's keeping you awake at night, is not too big for Jesus. It may be too big for you. It may be more than you can wrap your brain around. But would you today just stop? And would you say, what is that thing that I need to trust with Jesus? Because I guarantee you, when you give it to Jesus, he'll not only meet that need, he'll go above and beyond. I want to encourage you. Maybe you haven't been using the daily AHA in the Sugar Hill Church app. I would encourage you, check out today's AHA, work through the assignment of gratitude and just the question of what does this passage mean to you? And would you take a moment and say, God, here are the needs that I have in my life. God, I'm going to trust you with them. And then end your time of prayer and meditation by thanking God for all that he's done. It's powerful. Why worry? You don't have to today. You can trust it with him. Well, thanks for being back here for the weekday podcast. If this is encouraging to you, please take a moment and share it with somebody. You can send them to the website, weekdaypodcast.com. And also, many of you have already subscribed, but if you haven't subscribed, chances are you've already got a podcast app on your device. And by subscribing, it just means it automatically shows up and is ready for you to play every single weekday. Have a great day. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow on the podcast and then this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Have a great day.